episode of my podcast. I'm doing a new season, season 3, with 5 episodes, new episodes, yeah, coming in. If you're hearing this, then they're definitely out, and yeah, I hope you enjoy them. And this one is called Conversation. And some people feed on conversations, and it really is a thing, you know. I mean, I want to talk to you each and every day. I don't want to fall in love with you, I just want to talk to you, you know. I just want to feel you, I guess. But I just want to talk to you day and night, no on the phone. I just want to see your facial expressions when I say shit, you know. I want to be around. I don't want you to love me, because at some point you'll have to be mad at me, or, you know, all that. I just want you to talk to me whenever, because I feel like it's a good thing. I don't want to take any ownership of feelings or anything. I don't really appreciate you not talking to me. It sounds a little bit possessive, but I want to talk to you. I mean, talk to me. You know, sometimes it's not all about love. It's all about the feeling that you get when someone is talking to you, you feel me? Like, they speak what you want to hear, but not every day. I don't want to see you every day, but I want to talk to you every day, you feel me? I don't want to fall in love with you, because I know when I do, your conversation won't really be as, how can I say it, as real or as authentic as it was, you know. I mean, I love you now. All I see is the good things, you feel me? And then we will not talk again, which makes it a little bit, I can't say weird, but yeah, it makes it a little bit weird, you know. And being some people feed on conversations, you know, like talking to people, talking to new people, and it's not like it's a bad thing, yeah. It's not, some people mistake that for undying attention or love, but it seems animalistic when you tell someone that I only love talking to you, but I don't love you, you know. Not necessarily, yes, I do love you because I want to be around you, yes, but I don't want to love you, you know, because talking to you won't really hit me as it is. I know people will disagree with this, but yeah, that's how I feel, you know. Not everyone is, not everyone has to be loved. Like, I don't have to love you to have a good conversation with you, you feel me? Like, I want to talk to you just because you are different. I don't love you, so I'll talk different, you know. I won't be that touchy-touchy and all that. I just wanna talk to you. I guess people who listen so much to people's stories will understand this, that sometimes you just need to talk to someone, but not to someone you love, but just someone who gets you. Not really gets you, someone who reciprocates that vibe, you know. Someone different. because if I love you, I see you all day, and it won't take that gas out, you know? It doesn't go away because it doesn't hit different. Having friends of the other gender to talk to seems a little bit weird because you can't. Sometimes talks can be intimate. Words can be crucifying, and words can undress your mind, and it feels nice, you know? I mean, you're touching my soul with every alphabet. You're grueling my skin with every vowels. You feel me? Like, it's me speaking makes me feel nice. Finding someone to listen to. You see, people who listen so much tend to feel nice when they talk to someone that is like, who doesn't mind to listen. You feel me? Like, shy people tend to be good listeners, you know. Not all of them. Like, we all shy at different setups, you know, like we're out or whatever. But 100% shy people tend to listen so much rather than talk, you know, the quiet people, you know. Like, that's why you find quiet people be so rowdy with this one person, but when it comes to other people, it's different. Because they find comfort and peace and all of that, you know. So it's different. But to me, is I don't have to love you to strike a conversation with you, you know. Plus, if I love you, I wouldn't tend to talk to you that much. Because, I mean, I love you. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, I'm trying. I know you'll get my point when you think about it. But yeah, that's what I think. Some people feed on conversation. Some people's souls feed on conversation, and it feels nice. It feels good having to talk to someone that just wants to listen, you know. All of us really love that, you know, and it's nice. It's that's why people go for therapy. But people pay for therapy. So having a friend that really listens to your shit and really helps, not that listen that they had to listen because you're my friend and I only have to listen, you know, that type of listen and giving you the same vibe, giving you everything, giving you 100, 100, giving you 100, you know, it's a good thing. Yeah, and I pray all of you get people who listen, because you're listening to me now, and then thank you for that. And I appreciate all those who share my podcast to other people, because I see some well represented countries all over. Yeah, and someone has heard me in Germany. Some people in Qatar too. And mostly Kenyans, I'm a Kenyan. So yeah, I appreciate all of you, and continue listening to my podcast. I promise to be posting as soon as possible. I promise to be posting. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.